Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. John Adams, by Nelson Runger, is a focused biographical portrait of the second president of the United States, a founder whose impact is often overshadowed by flashier contemporaries. Built around the sweep of Adams's public career, the book traces his transformation from ambitious Massachusetts lawyer to revolutionary advocate, diplomat, vice president, and ultimately president in a fragile new republic. Runger emphasizes the forces that shaped Adams's worldview, a deep commitment to law, a suspicion of unchecked power, and a belief that republican government requires virtue, education, and strong institutions. The narrative also highlights the personal costs of leadership, including political isolation, relentless criticism, and the strain of serving during international turmoil. Rather than treating Adams as a symbol, the book presents him as a complicated actor navigating ideals and practical constraints. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why Adams mattered, what he achieved, and why his presidency remains central to understanding the early American experiment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Massachusetts lawyer to revolutionary advocate, a major theme in John Adams is the way Adams's legal training shaped his politics long before he held national office. Runger presents Adams as a man formed by arguments, evidence, and an instinct for procedure, which helped him become an effective revolutionary voice even when he was not the most charismatic. The book highlights how Adams's early work as a lawyer and public writer positioned him to defend colonial rights in terms that could persuade moderates as well as radicals. This approach also explains why Adams often clashed with allies who preferred sweeping rhetoric over careful reasoning. In exploring Adams's rise, Runger underscores the tensions between principle and popularity. Adams could be courageous and stubborn, willing to take positions that were politically dangerous if he believed they were legally or morally necessary. This topic also frames Adams as a bridge figure who translated local grievances into constitutional questions. Readers see how his early career developed habits of mind, including discipline and blunt honesty, that later influenced his diplomacy, his vice presidency, and his decisions as president. Secondly, diplomacy and the hard work of securing independence. Runger treats Adams's diplomatic service as essential to understanding both his strengths and his frustrations. The book portrays foreign policy as a proving ground, where Adams's insistence on national dignity collided with the realities of alliance politics. In accounts of his mission abroad, Adams emerges as tireless, detail-oriented, and sometimes difficult, especially when negotiating with experienced European powers whose interests rarely aligned perfectly with those of the new United States. Runger emphasizes that independence was not secured only by battlefield victories, but also by recognition, loans, and commercial arrangements that kept the revolutionary cause afloat. This section helps readers appreciate the patience required to build credibility for a new nation and the personal endurance demanded of envoys far from home. It also shows how Adams's bluntness could be both a liability and an asset. He was less likely to be seduced by flattery, but more likely to offend partners and colleagues. The broader lesson is that early American survival depended on pragmatic diplomacy as much as ideological conviction. Thirdly, political philosophy, institutions, and the fear of faction. A central topic in the book is Adams's belief that republics need sturdy institutions to withstand human ambition. Runger presents Adams as a founder who worried about factionalism, demagoguery, and the volatility of popular opinion. Rather than seeing liberty as self-sustaining, Adams viewed it as something that must be protected by balanced government, clear rules, and civic responsibility. This theme explains why he could sound pessimistic even while defending Republican ideals. Runger explores how Adams's thought fit into the larger debate over how to design a durable government, including questions of executive power, the role of legislatures, and the necessity of an independent judiciary. The book also underscores that Adams's views were formed by history as much as by theory. He studied past republics and concluded that unchecked passions can destroy freedom. Readers gain insight into why Adams often preferred stability over spectacle and why he could distrust both elites and crowds. This topic helps contextualize his later political conflicts as more than personal rivalries, rooted instead in competing visions of what the United States should become. Fourthly, the presidency under pressure, crisis, criticism, and restraint. Runger's treatment of Adams's presidency focuses on the difficulty of leading a young nation caught between international threats and domestic division. The book describes a period when partisan identities hardened and public debate became increasingly harsh, leaving Adams attacked by opponents and sometimes isolated from former allies. Runger emphasizes the challenge of decision-making when institutions were still developing and precedents were not yet settled. In this environment, Adams had to balance national security with civil governance, while also managing rivalries within his own political camp. The narrative highlights restraint as a defining feature of his leadership. Adams could be forceful in argument, but he also recognized the catastrophic cost of miscalculation in foreign affairs and internal stability. This topic portrays the presidency as a test of temperament as much as policy, where pride, fear, and ambition could easily steer decisions. By examining the pressures he faced, Runger helps readers see why Adams's term remains debated and why his choices are significant for understanding the limits and responsibilities of executive power in the early republic. Lastly, legacy, reputation, and the long view of a founding figure, the book closes its thematic arc by confronting the mismatch between Adams's historical importance and his uneven public reputation. Runger portrays Adams as a leader whose virtues were not always rewarded in his own time, especially because he lacked the easy charm that often shapes political mythmaking. This topic explores how Adams's career invites readers to evaluate leadership beyond popularity, the value of integrity, the willingness to be unpopular, and the patience to build institutions that outlast any single administration. Runger also considers how Adams's relationships and personal life contributed to his endurance, presenting him as a human being coping with disappointment, pride, and the desire for recognition. The focus on legacy encourages readers to view the founding era as a contested process rather than a finished story. Adams becomes a case study in how nations remember, simplify, or misinterpret their builders. By taking the long view, Runger helps readers understand why Adams remains relevant to modern civic life, particularly in debates about constitutional structure, the dangers of polarization, and the difference between loud influence and lasting impact. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, approachable biography of a major founder without needing a specialized background in early American history. Students, general history enthusiasts, and anyone curious about how the United States was stabilized after independence will find value in Runger's emphasis on Adams as a builder of institutions and a leader under pressure. The benefit to a reader's life is practical as well as historical. Adams's story illustrates how principles can guide choices when circumstances are messy, how professionalism and preparation matter, and how long-term responsibility can outweigh short-term applause. It also offers perspective on political polarization by showing that fierce factional conflict is not new, and that restraint and process can be acts of courage. Compared with many books that focus mainly on the most celebrated founders, this one is worth buying because it centers a figure whose contributions are essential to understanding diplomacy, constitutional thinking, and early executive leadership. It provides a grounded, character-driven way to grasp why the Republic endured and what it demanded of those who served it. If you would like to support Nelson Runger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.